In Western countries, type 2 diabetes mellitus affects up to 7% of the population. Its incidence is associated with the, quote, westernized lifestyle, mainly in terms of dietary habits and physical activity. An increasing incidence of the disease is already seen in both industrialized and developing countries. There are now several Cochrane reviews of interventions to prevent and treat it, including a new review of the effects of exercise. The events leading to the development of diabetes are mainly an abnormal insulin secretion and insulin resistance. A consequence of this is chronic hyperglycemia with disturbances of carbohydrate, fat, and protein metabolism. Long-term complications of diabetes mellitus include eye and nerve problems such as retinopathy, nephropathy, and neuropathy. The risk of cardiovascular disease is also higher in people with diabetes. For all these reasons, type 2 diabetes mellitus is a major health issue worldwide, and reliable evidence on the effects of interventions to prevent and treat it is increasingly important. The authors of the new Cochrane Review decided to tackle the effects of exercise alone or exercise combined with diet interventions in the prevention of type 2 diabetes mellitus. As they expected, the interventions varied between trials, but the exercise programs tended to include activities like walking, jogging, and cycling with different intensities, and the diet interventions were based mainly on caloric restriction, reduced fat intake, and increased fiber intake. They included 8 trials that had compared exercise plus diet with a standard recommendation arm. 2 of these studies also included a diet-only and an exercise-only arm. The studies lasted from 1 to 6 years. Overall, exercise plus diet interventions reduced the risk of type 2 diabetes mellitus compared with standard recommendations. The combination also had favorable effects on weight, body mass index, waist-to-hip ratio, waist circumference, and systolic and diastolic blood pressure levels, but it had a very modest effect on blood lipids. When comparing interventions that had exercise elements alone and no diet component against either standard recommendations or diet-only interventions, the Cochrane reviewers found no statistically significant effects on diabetes incidence. They were unable to examine diabetes and cardiovascular-related morbidity, mortality, and quality of life because none of the studies reported relevant data on these outcomes. In conclusion, the authors of the Cochrane Review write that interventions aimed at increasing exercise and modifying diet are able to decrease the incidence of type 2 diabetes mellitus in 2 high-risk groups: people with impaired glucose tolerance or with the metabolic syndrome. They identify a need for more studies exploring exercise-only interventions, and these and future studies of exercise and diet need to collect and report data on quality of life, morbidity, and mortality, with particular focus on cardiovascular outcomes. You can read this new review and find links to many more on diabetes at www.cochrane.org.